In last week's gospel, we had Jesus going north into Gentile territory, into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he was sort of looking to get away from all the people that wanted him to do the healing. He was still arguing with the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and he wanted to not only prepare himself when it was time to turn his face toward Jerusalem, but he also wanted to prepare his disciples for what was about to occur. And this week he is back in Jewish territory in Caesarea Philippi, but he's still in the process of getting his disciples to understand what is going to happen. And so he asked them that question that we're all familiar with: who do you say that I am? And the people's, well, you know, this, that, and those. Then he asked them, but who do you say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, they've been waiting for this person for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so what does Jesus say at the end? But don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. It's like, wait a second. We've been waiting for this person since that prophecy in 2 Samuel 7 that he would be from the line of David. And now he's here and you tell us, don't tell anybody? Because Jesus knew they didn't quite understand yet what it really meant that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so we're a little bit lucky in a sense that we've seen everything that occurred after Caesarea Philippi. We know about the passion, we know about his death, and we know about the resurrection. And yet, whenever we go through life each and every day, we have to answer all sorts of questions. Some are very inconsequential in a sense that, well, what's your favorite color? Blue, green, whatever it is. That's your favorite color. What do you want to drink when you go to a restaurant? And you say, I would like this or this or that. So, I mean, tomorrow your favorite color could change. Next time you go out to eat, you want something different. So there aren't a lot of consequences to that. But then we move up to some other questions that we answer as life, to which there are considerable consequences. When a man and woman stand before a priest, and the priest says, do you take this woman to be your wife? Do you take this man to be your husband? And they say, I do. That's a question, but it has a lot of responsibilities that go with it. And your life literally will never be the same. It was the same thing when I knelt before Bishop Anderson. And he said, do you promise to me and my obedience, to me and my successors? And I said, I do. Which meant that I am obedient to all of the bishops. And so my life is never the same, because the bishop could literally send me any place he wanted at any time that he wanted. And so those questions have a little more meat to them than what's your favorite color or what do you want to eat? And we have that other question today. Who do you say that I am? And in one sense, that rises above all the others. Because as I said, your favorite color can be green this year, it can be purple next year. You could want Diet Coke with this meal tomorrow, you might want 7-Up, whatever it is. And even the marriage vows. I mean, what do they say? Till death do us part. There's an end to those. And it's the same thing with me. You know, when I die, I am no longer accountable, obviously, to the bishop. But this question, who do you say that I am, has implications way, way into the future, into eternity. Into eternity. Because a lot of people remember John 3:16, God so loved the world that he sent his only son. But they don't remember the second part of that. Yes, God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. Whoever believes in him may not die, but may have eternal life. That's a whole different question than what's your favorite color? Or do you take this woman or do you take this man to be your husband and wife or do you promise obedience? Those are important. There's no doubt about it. But in one sense, they pale compared to the question that we are asked today. Do you believe this? God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him may not die but may have life eternal. The answer to that question is beyond our ability to even comprehend it. I mean, we're finite people, and we're trying to figure out, well, what does infinite mean? We can't. I mean, the biggest number we can think of, you multiply that by itself, and you still have the first, second, and eternity. I mean, we can't quite comprehend that. And yet, this is a question. This is a question that people are failing to answer. And it must be answered. Because all those other questions, yes, if I say, yes, I promise obedience, there are responsibilities that go with that. But today, everybody wants to be called a Christian or a Catholic, but they don't want the responsibilities that go with that. They want it their way, not God's way. And Jesus doesn't take mediocrity well. I mean, all the people, and you know the statistics as well as I mean, even for Catholics, we're lucky to get 30% of our people here at church on any given weekend. So where are the other 70%? And again, you know, going to church is not the only thing that makes us religious, but it's a really big indicator of where we at and where our relationship with our God. Because we're very mediocre in our response. Oh yeah, we want to be considered a Christian or a Catholic, but we really don't want the responsibilities that go with it. But see, we can't do that in marriage. You can't say, yes, I take this woman to be my wife, yes, I take this man to be my husband, and then pretend that it doesn't exist. I can't say to my bishop, oh yeah, I promise you obedience, and the first time he asks me to do something, say, I really don't want to go there at this particular time. No, I don't think I'll go there. No, there are responsibilities that go with that. There are responsibilities that go with that. And when we make that proclamation, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Again, I'm not sure we really realize at times what that's asking of us. Well, it's what our family does. You know, we're all Catholic. My grandparents were Catholic. My parents were Catholic. We're all Catholic. But do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, your Savior? Yeah, oh, they believe that. Yeah, we believe that. But do they? Because the indication is no. We're getting to be a more and more irreligious society. And yet we still consider ourselves rather religious. But we want it on our terms. We want to say, yes, I believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. But we don't really want the responsibilities that go with it. But if we don't want the responsibilities that go with that, then we don't get the rewards that go with that either. And this is a decision, as they said, it's huge. Huge. We face all sorts of big decisions in life. Where am I going to go to college? What am I going to major in? What do I want to do for a vocation? Who do I want to marry? Do I want to be a priest? Huge, huge decisions that we need to make. And they have implications for all of our life. But this one, this question that the gospel poses to us, has questions beyond this life, has implications beyond this life. Who do you say that I am? And it's a question we have to answer. And we have to answer it from the very center of our being. Not just sort of up here, yeah, I mean, grandparents, yeah, we've been Catholics or Christians for a long, long time. And Jesus would say, that's nice to know, but I really don't care about that. I care about you and who you think I am. Not who your parents think I am or your grandparents think I am, but who do you say that I am? And it's a question we have to answer. And it's a question that goes far beyond this world. Maybe the most important question we're ever going to have to answer. And again, I'm not dismissing all the others. They're important, no doubt about it. But not many of them have implications that go into eternity. This one does. Who do you say that I am? I think it's the most important question you are going to have to answer in life.